No, but it's always fun. It's always good to fill in for Pastor. It's always awesome to fill in. And he called me like, because other stuff happened, and he called me like Wednesday afternoon, evening, something like that. He said, "Can you fill in?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "They're gonna get a YFC update. Sorry." Like, I just don't have like a bag of tricks, and like, you know, but it's kind of sermonish, kind of YFC. But the reason I'm giving a YFC update, it's been a while. It's been a while, but also too is because this church supports us. It's way I look at it is that Jesus, we go out, do what we do is because Jesus is the foundation of what we do, and kind of like the Habitat House is that you guys kind of like are the pillars. You guys support us. And you guys need to know. I looked this up this week, and according to my records, according not my records, YFC's records, is that this church has been supporting, at least financially, according to the records, since 2006. At least. I mean, I'm sure there's maybe other records, and at least in this database, since 2006. So, and that's not counting all the sweat equity, all that stuff. So I'm like, it's been an awesome partnership. So it's been amazing. All the volunteer hours, it's been awesome. And for that, thank you. You guys have been doing amazing. You guys have been doing you're reaching the lost, the outcast, overlooked students in this community for years, for decades. And that's, we could not do it without you guys. You know, providing food for them, providing a lot of things for them. So that, for that, we thank you for that. So, so with that, let me open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this church, for what they mean to this community, for what they mean to the ministry of YFC. I just thank you, Lord, for each and every single person here. I just pray, Lord, for the message I'm about ready to give. I pray, Lord, that it be your words, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just take me out and put yourself in, Lord. I pray, Lord, that just let me be a tool and just broadcast your words, Lord. And just I just thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. I wished every day was Thursday. I'm not excited about my mom having another kid. I feel lonely and I don't have much friends. I come to the center to hang out with my friends and learn more about God. These are just a few quotes from students we know and we minister to on a weekly basis and monthly basis. I could go on and on about the different quotes and the different things we hear from students and the leaders hear from students. And some would make you jump up and down and go, that's awesome, that's amazing. And others would make you cry or make you, you know, in tears. So why do we dive into these students' lives? Why do the leaders, why do some of the people in this room dive into students' lives? Why do we deal with all the messiness? Why do we have the center open at all? Is it because YFC's telling us to? Is it because YFC hired us? No, it's because Jesus is telling us to. Bottom line. So if you open up your Bibles, if you open up the Bible app on your phone to Matthew chapter 28. Starting with verse 16. It says, then the 11 disciples left from Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Then Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Then, if you flip over to Acts 1:8, some of you guys might have that memorized. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witnesses, telling people about everywhere. Telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, through Judea, I can't speak this morning. In Samaria, to the ends of the earth. These two passages, I can't speak this morning. Maybe he picked the wrong person to speak. I don't know. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. These two passages reveal to us that we're to tell people about Jesus. Plain and simple. Not just a few. Not just the people in these four walls of friendship. Not just the people who are nice or kind to us. Not just our relatives. But everybody. Speaking of Veterans Day, it kind of got me thinking, and Bill can kind of relate to this, is when I was in the military, I received orders all the time. Do this training. Yes, sir. Write these reports. Yes, sir. Have this place an inspection order. Yes, sir. Charge this hill, might die for your country. Yes, sir. Just like in the military, these are direct orders from Jesus. It's not maybe. It's not if you want to. It's not if you feel like it. These are direct orders from Jesus telling us that we should tell others about the good news. And to be honest, to be quite open and laying it all out there, do we do it well sometimes? No. And I'm talking personally, talking about YFC, talking about we don't do it well sometimes. Do we do it well personally sometimes? No. I mean, shoot, even when I was in the military, I didn't do follow orders very well sometimes. I was in the Air Force. I definitely didn't follow orders that well sometimes. You know, but still, it's an order. It's a commandment. It's a thing we're supposed to be doing. It's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what YFC is about, is telling others about Jesus. That's why we're up there on the hill. That's why we're here, is tell others about Jesus. And we're trying to do our best about telling students about Jesus' story. So how is YFC here locally trying to reach students that might be overlooked by others? How are we trying to tell? How are we trying to follow the Great Commission, as it's called? Well, here's a few highlights. Some of you guys might know this, some of you guys might not, but here's a few highlights of what we're doing. It's every Thursday night we're open. The teen center is open. 3:30 to 6, our doors are open. Not unless there's a snowstorm, not unless Westview's closed. We're open. Our doors are open. Students are coming in, going out, coming in, going out. We're trying to build relationships with them. Playing pool with them. Playing ping pong with them. You can ask Wayne about that. He's pretty good about that. Sharing life with them, diving into them, asking them questions. Asking them questions. That's where we get quotes like, my mom's having a baby and I'm not too happy about it. I mean, that's direct quotes from a leader to us about a kid they talked with. That's where those quotes come from. We have arts and crafts time. We know these kids are once more. We're holistic. You know, we could tell them about Jesus all day long, but they're hungry if they you know, they want more. They want to do more, you know. So that's why we feed them. That's why we have the family meal time. Since we've been open, we've probably fed kids hundreds, maybe thousands of meals, done hundreds of arts and crafts. You know, praise the Lord, this year we did our first snack giveaway in probably, what, 2 years, year and a half, something like that? Because we were shut down because of COVID. School wouldn't let us in. Now we're back in the school. So that's an awesome thing. You know, we had one student come up, and he's like, man, I remember this when I was in junior high, or middle school, or junior high, middle school. And he remembered it. And he hadn't seen it because he was middle, and we were shut down for that long. Now he's in high school. So, you know, that's just a stepping point. You know, sometimes we have the snack giveaways, and so we see students that we don't see normally at the teen center. And I'll refer back to that in a little bit. Keep that in your noggin a little bit. And our average attendance on an average night is 35. 35. The past 2 weeks, we've had 50. That's because we're in a flux of sports being shut down and stuff. This past week was an awesome week. We handed out Bibles, 5 or 6 Bibles, which was amazing. Handed out some New Testaments. I should have brought one for example. Old small New Testaments. I want to share a story with you. I love sharing students' stories because it makes it more concrete, makes it more relevant. And I think I've shared the story of this student before, but we have a student that comes from Mexico. He's been in this church before. He was part of God Squad. That makes it even more relevant to this church. Part of God Squad program. He was a troublemaker here at God Squad. And he was dropped off in this country so he could get better medical care. And he came up to the teen center, and he came up there being his troublemaker self. And we had to talk to him about it, and we had to talk him through those situations. And we had to tell him that we cared about him. We loved him. We wanted him up there. And he didn't grasp that. He didn't grasp the loving, the caring, the look in his eyes. He just didn't grasp that. Flash forward, COVID hit. He left the country. He was gone for like, what, 2 years, Roxanne? 2 years? But what's amazing, he still stayed in contact with us. He'd FaceTime Roxanne sometimes, and if I was around, I'd kind of jump in and see what was going on, and he would say, like, man, hey, this is where I'm living, or this is what's going on, or whatever. This was the kid that didn't want nothing to do with us, or would get all mad and upset at us when he first started going to the teen center. And then later on, earlier this school year, we found out that he was coming back. And we kind of had the attitude of, hey, we'll believe it when we see it. He came back. One of the first places he came was a teen center. He brought his twin sister. Doesn't speak English. But what was amazing as we gave him. He was one of the ones that got a Bible last week. Great Commission. Has he accepted Christ as his Savior? We don't know. We're sharing life with him, walking beside him. We had a leader had a leader share their phone number with them so they can have lunch and stuff with them, so they could build that relationship with them. That's why we're there. This past year, past 2 years, we haven't had camp because of COVID. And this past year, we had 30 at day camp, and 14 kids at that day camp said yes to Jesus. 28 said yes again to Jesus again. This school year, I looked it up before I did this. So we keep track of everything. YFC, he loves keeping track of everything. And I'm the one that gets to pull out the reports. It's always fun. It's one of my jobs. And that's why I get paid the big bucks, I guess, huh? This school year alone, that's counting August to, November? Yeah. 101 students have came up to the teen center. 19 of them have been brand new, never entered the doors before. That's 23% of the high school, middle school population. I'll get back to that in a second. Greg, can you go to the next slide? There you go. It's kind of a cruddy picture when you look at it like this. It's much better, smaller. It's funny, like when you look at something on the computer and you're like, that looks good. And you blow it up this big, it's like. So a little bit after I arrived, we moved here. I was looking out my office window. A lot of you guys know where my office is at. I'm looking outside my office window and I see this going on. And what's really, it's kind of a couple of things about this picture. One is that YFC National calls what we do at the teen center city life, because they do it, the teen center thing, city life. It's all over San Antonio, Seattle, you know, and it's done in Lamar's, Iowa, Hayward in Iowa, right? Which it's kind of funny because there's cornfields right next to the teen center. So, or soybeans, when depends on the year. And so I find that kind of funny about the picture. But what I think is what's really funny is I find harvest and farming fascinating. I always thought I was a country boy because I come from a small community in Missouri, but I really find harvest fascinating. I would love to, like, maybe it's a little boy in me. I'd love to ride in one of those one of these days. But I took this picture and actually posted it on Facebook like years ago. And I see it as like a picture of the harvest, of the harvest being ready, right? And of how much the harvest we have. You know, because if you look, you know, there's like a section here and there's a section there and a section there and this, you know, how much the harvest we have and how much the harvest is ready. But if you look in Matthew chapter 9, if you guys want to go to that, or if you want to just look at the screen, it says in Matthew 9, it says, then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places, reported kingdom news, healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised hurts and hurt lives. He looked out over the crowds. His heart broke So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers. On your knees and pray for a harvest. On your knees and pray for harvest hands. See, back then, there was a huge harvest. Few workers. Same thing today. Harvest is ready. There's 23% of students have came through the door of the teen center. But we have so many more students to reach in this community. This church has so many people to reach in this community. And we realize that we know that not every student's going to walk through that teen center door. We realize that. That's why we try to get out and about. We do the snack giveaways, and we realize here in a second I'm going to talk about future stuff. We realize that we need to do stuff differently, or we need to step up our game, or we need to do stuff. But we also realize that we need workers. We need stuff, which I'll refer to that too. But I also realize that I am talking to a lot of the workers in here, and I greatly appreciate what you guys do. You guys do so much, and I thank you guys so much for it. So much for it. So how are we going to reach the harvest? How might we reach the harvest? If you go to some of our future ideas or things is that something we might do differently this year, or we might be looking towards is there's possibility of us going to a winter camp in the next few months. It's something different we haven't done before. Sioux City, and I think Lamar's has gone to it, but we haven't. So it's something different we might try. That might pull in some different kids, maybe. We'd love to be open another evening. That might pull in some different kids, maybe because that's, you know, maybe they can't come Thursdays, but they could come on Tuesday, or maybe they come, you know, or maybe that different evening could be from 7 to 8 or 7 to 9 or whatever, you know. Maybe the kids that have practice, they could come in later or something. I don't know. So something for us to think about. But once again, that requires workers. So a prayer need definitely, which I'm, what do you call that in the movie where like they're not predicting the future, but like when they're thinking ahead or whatever. And then we love, when it talks about like discipling and stuff, we realize that in our environment at the teen center that we don't go deep enough with them. We realize that. We totally realize that. And so we would love to have small groups. We'd love for these kids that are getting Bibles and stuff like that, we would love to have small groups with them, love to have Bible studies with them. We would love to do that. So, like I said, be praying for the workers. Be mindful of if you know workers out there. Like I said, this church has stepped up huge for the harvest workers, but we need others in the community to step up, work beside us, and reap the harvest. Other harvesters can work with us, or way you guys can continue to work with us. Go to the next slide, Gregory. Probably looks really small in the back, probably. Once again, it's like you look at slides and they look great. So, first of all, and I say this every time I speak, and Roxanne probably shaking her head, yes, but is prayer is the most vital thing. We could have tons of cash. We could have like 50,000 volunteers, which that'd be crazy. I wouldn't know what to do with 50,000 volunteers. But we could have all that stuff, but if we don't have prayer, then it'd be all useless. So prayer is completely vital to what we do. We need people praying over us. And I need to be, honestly, and this is a true confession, an open confession, I need to be better at giving out you guys' prayer requests. That's an open confession. I need to be better at giving you guys. And if you guys want to be on a prayer list, let me know. I'm supposed to be sending them out via email and stuff like that. So if you want to be part of that, let me know. But I need to be better at giving you guys prayer requests. I do. But yeah, you guys, prayers are vital. You guys need to be praying over us, praying over our students. Like I said, as you can see, our students, I mean, they're having issues. I mean, majority of you guys know, I mean, we have a student right now that just got diagnosed with cancer. You know, Rodrigo, he just got diagnosed with cancer that we minister to. And we have students that deal with, you know, we've had students that deal with cutting. We have students that deal with family issues. But we also have students that deal with, like, man, they're getting A's on their report card. We have students that deal with awesome stuff too. So, pray for students that, like, are trying to get into, you know, colleges or trying to get that job at, you know, Sunshine or whatever, you know. So pray for students. Also pray for our volunteers, you know. I mean, we have quite a few of the volunteers in this room right now. Pray for current volunteers and new ones that will step up. So thankfully, God blessed us with two or three new volunteers this past couple of months. That's amazing. That's a huge blessing. And also pray for me and Roxanne as we lead and as we direct and as we guide. And also pray for Siouxland YFC, because a lot of times they're the ones that help us make decisions and guide us and direct us. So prayer's huge. Volunteering, I mean, different people can get involved in tons of different ways. You know, teen centers, night bar, cookies, camp. Camp's a huge one. So, I mean, just, you know, if you know of people, so that's a big thing. Partnerships. Couple things on this is that newsletter's coming out to end of this month. It's a cool newsletter. I'm kind of excited about it because it's like we've never done this before as Siouxland, where they're going to have like great stories in it. I'm not saying that because I wrote one, but but it's kind of cool because it shows like each area and what each area is going to need for the next like year or two. Like when it comes to volunteers and financially and how you can partner with each other. And we have a matching gift. So if you're a new donor or monthly donor, if you raise your monthly amount or whatever, I mean, it kind of tells you that in there too. If you do this or whatever, that's kind of a cool thing, a new thing this year. So it gives you a little bit more information. It's kind of cool. So that should be coming out at the end of this month. So be on the lookout for that. And then Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you guys know about Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is the Monday right after Thanksgiving. Seeing that, that's for camp. You know, raising money for camp. We talk about camp. So I'll be going, money for camp. So, I mean, great opportunities to partner with us and even more for that. So that's great stuff. So, but like I said, prayer is the most vital thing. We could get all that other stuff, but if you're not praying for all this other stuff, then that's nothing. So, but before I close and share a tiny bit more, I want to share another story with you, if you guys don't mind. And Gary, you can just slip to the YFC slide, if that's, there you go. Good job. Most of you guys can see, is that there's three rings. We have three rings. It's our logo. That's how we build relationships with kids. It's some of you guys have heard of the Romans Road, or different ways of telling kids about Jesus, and ours is about building relationships with them, like God's story, kids' story, our story. They're all interconnected, right? And one ring's big, and it's God's story. And the next ring's the student's story. And the smaller ring's our story. We all interconnect together. And it's about building relationships with students. So one time this at family meal, sometimes family meals where we get some of the most interesting conversations with the kids, is that one time at family meal is that this girl was having a conversation with the leader, and they were talking about life and talking about different things like that. And this girl asked about what these rings were. And this leader went through, just like I said, you know, God's story, you know, your story is the next ring, and this is my story. And she kind of gave an example of like how they interconnect, how they, you know, connect or whatever. And mind you, this girl has identity issues, you know, has, you know, it's what she believes about herself, sexually and everything else. She has a hard time with herself, what she believes and everything like that. And she looked to the staff member, and she said to the leader, and she says, "No, my story should be the small one." And the leader's no. She's like, "No, yours is the second one, not the big one, but the second biggest one." Because that's why we're here, you know, because it's God, you know, God's the most, you know, and the biggest, and then we're here for you as a student, you know, you're the most vital, you know. And this girl just couldn't understand and couldn't grasp or couldn't realize that she was that important or God loved her that much. Luckily, that evening, that she was given a Bible, and she still comes to the center every so often, you know, and she's still struggling and dealing with different issues and dealing with different things, but we're still walking alongside her, still talking with her, and still, you know, but that's how some of the students believe about herself. They believe that they should be the smaller ring, and it's because of churches and individuals in this room is that we can minister to students that think they're not significant enough, that think that they're the smaller ring. We can minister to students, like I said before, that have cancer, that we can minister to students that think they have no friends. We can minister to students that are cutting themselves. We can minister to students on a high school football team that are going to the dome. These students that need to be shown the love of Jesus told a story. There are plenty for the harvest. But I just want to remind this church of something real quick. And then I want to close in prayer. It says the harvest fields are ripe for this church as well. Tell Jesus. Let's do it in love. Let's remember that this can be done in action. Let's look at our neighbors. What do they need help with? Does Jimmy need help with his bicycle? Do they need food? Do they need a lawn mowed? Maybe they need babysitting. The parents need babysitting so they can have a night away to help their failing marriage. How can you show the love of Christ in order to tell them about Jesus? This will open a door to get them inside these doors. Once again, thank you guys so much for the support that you guys show me and Roxanne, that you guys show YFC, that you guys show the hundreds of students that attend the teen center. They don't realize who all supports, or who all gives, or who all, whatever. They realize, for some of the leaders in this room, but they don't realize behind the scenes who gives. I'm their voice right now. I just want to say thank you for them. Let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the generosity of this church, Lord. Let's thank you, Lord, so much that this church can be workers in the field, Lord, for the harvest. They've been workers in the harvest for so long, and I thank you for that, Lord. Not only for the students, Lord, but for in this community. I thank you, Lord, that they're reaching these students, Lord, that they're reaching this community. I just pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you just keep blessing this church. Keep blessing these individuals in these pews, Lord. I just pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you just watch over them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.